Now, first up, another star we were lucky enough to feature before the world claimed him. He's a man from the Glasgow shipyards who was merely windswept and interesting when we first met, but is now a global superstar. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Connolly!
Is that true? Wherever you go in the world, you're rejected by talk shows.
Rejected by everybody except you.
Absolutely. Well, that's my job. They're taking stray dogs, you know. What else about growing old, though? I mean, are there any virtues to growing old?
Yeah.
There are.
Well, there's like... I used to think about going to bed to have sex, and now I just think about going to bed.
That's a blessing, isn't it?
I think, it would be great to get
to bed. When you were growing up, though, in the tenements in Glasgow, I mean, did you have any notion that you were different? I mean, I ask this question, because I came up with a wonderful quote from somebody who interviewed you, called you a one-man species. Did you feel different?
No, I feel the same as everybody else. But the kind
of... did you have a notion that you were going to make it?
Yeah.
Going to get out of that, did you?
Yeah.
But how did you know? I mean, what was it you were going to do?
It was the kind of dream I had of it wasn't really a dream. I feel really stupid saying it. But I kind of took it for granted that I was going to be okay, that I was going to be famous, and that would be all right, and everything would be fine.
Have any of you ever wanted, any time in your life, have wished that you could change sex and be a man?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh,
no.
I'd like to be a lesbian. They have it all. Okay, let's go. Come on. I'm going to douche with Gatorade right now, and then I'm going to work. No.
You're the dirtiest laugh in the world, you're
terrible. Did you ever want to be a man?
No, never. No. I can't think of anything
all
worse.
All that hanging and...
Why? Well, what's wrong with men?
Oh, please! They're very nice. Lovely. Oh, I just don't want to be one.
But what's nicer being a woman, though? What is it about you that sets you apart from those awful chaps? That is a disgrace, what you're saying.
Women are strong. Mm.
Oh.
But what is the... what is the... You've always been like this. What is the reason for it? Is it fear?
It's fear.
Is it madness?
It's both.
It's both.
Now you mention it.
But, I mean, were you always like this? As a child, were you nervous? You react like this? Did you show off like this? Did you sort of...
No, it's just the fear of, like, being... I think it might be rejection.
Oh. Who rejected you?
I was...
Who rejected you? Yeah, but of course you could have no sense at all that you're creating history when you're doing that. You're just six blokes having a great time, weren't you, basically?
Yes. I mean, it was just... a job. I mean, it wasn't just a job. We knew that we were doing something that was slightly different from any other shows that were around. But we didn't know at the time whether it was just the six of us who thought it was incredibly funny, or there was a seventh person out there who would also find it funny.
When you talk about the future, there's all kinds of speculation, of course, so let's get up to date with it. One is, you're going to coach England. Would that be true?
Yeah,
what are you laughing at? Well, I mean, you've won a lot of fans by doing the Allergy interview, because, I mean, but the one thing about you is that you don't actually take yourselves seriously in that point, do you? You're able to laugh at yourselves.
You have to. There are so many people out there having fun, you know.
Yes, yes. But going back to this thing about image, do you feel that David is perhaps better, has a better public persona image than you have?
I think he does have now. I don't think that he did a few years ago. I call him Golden Balls, you know, now, because, I mean... you know, because now...
Golden Balls Beckham, eh?